That was the song After School by Weekly, spelled with three E's. I'm just making sure you can Google them if you have, yeah. If you want to.
Damn, that song. It's definitely, yeah, definitely, like you said, more Gen Z-esque, I feel like. And the outfits as well, the outfits that they wear in the music video are a lot different from, like, I guess, previous generation outfits that I...
For sure. I mean, yeah. It's of today. I don't know if it'll be a timeless song, so mm-hmm. to speak, but it's still really fun. Although, speaking of timeless songs, if we want to talk about some previously released songs that would still be really good now, mm-hmm. or just like artists that maybe are just not as popping in the mainstream. Well, a song that I think would still be awesome now is View by Shiny. I was just watching some commentary on this song and re-listening to it. And even though it was released in 2015, if you watch the video now, it honestly still looks like it could have been released maybe a couple months ago. And the song itself, I still think, is awesome. Mm-hmm.
It's not. I'm assuming it's not as big as some of the other Shiny songs that other people might know.
I think it was even famous at the time. Okay. I also think it was slightly before its time due to how the beat was written. Mm-hmm. And I, in the commentary video, which I watched, which was on YouTube, on the channel MMTG, people had commented at the time about how weird their clothes were. But honestly, their stage outfits are like what's popular now, like the giant sports jersey, hats and like loose tops and things mm-hmm. like that. Yeah.
Truly ahead of their time then. Shiny
has Shiny is always brains. Ahead of their time.
Speaking of like Shiny and SM, I think FX is also kind of underappreciated, I feel like, or like maybe a little forgotten now just because they haven't been in the spotlight. For a while.
Yeah, and I am very sad that they only had four full-length albums.
Mm-hmm.
Underutilized. Definitely,
yeah. I think like the way SM handled FX and the way they didn't give them as much like coverage as or promotion as some of the other groups is, I think it's criminal that they did that.
Sorry, not to make light of it, because I think you're right, and that management companies, especially in pop music, where management has so much more say in maybe like an artist's output or their promotions than compared to in more indie groups. Mm-hmm. But they have so much money and power that they could have a huge impact if they wanted to. It's really sad that there are so many good groups, not only like FX, that were part of a big company that were super well known at the time, but now every month it seems there's some new group that's debuting and maybe they have like one really good song, but mm-hmm. their company doesn't have the resources or they don't have the cultural clout. Sorry to use the word clout, but it's true. to make like a big splash on debut and get a following very quickly, mm-hmm. which is unfortunate. But I mean, that's not just how the K-pop industry works. That's how pretty much all music industries work.
Yeah,
very due true. To capitalism.
Unfortunately.
Well, let's not get into that.
Do any songs like come to mind after talking about that, or groups?
Well, definitely Signature, which I mentioned earlier, also came out, but I think they've only had an EP with maybe four or five songs. Mm-hmm. And I suspect part of that is because they weren't hugely popular as they came out. And mm-hmm. sometimes when I just go on the YouTubes and see what the algorithm feeds into my waiting hands, I'll see some group that's brand new. It's like, oh, debut stage or whatever. And then after like another few months, I never hear from them again.
It's tough. I wish.
It's tough out there. It's tough out there.
I wish we had more opportunities to hear from them, but mm-hmm. it is what it is. Unfortunately, we have.
Well, I don't feel qualified to make sweeping statements on the music industry as a whole, but I will bring up some artists that I like that maybe are not as popular. One song that I really, really like is The Definition of Love by Lee Dong-woo featuring Orfe Noah. Mm-hmm. And maybe we could take a listen to that now. This is definitely not K-pop in the standard sense, but it was on a quite large music label, and Lee Dong-woo has featured on other pop songs. So I'm making us all listen to it now.
Where do they go, the people I know? When I close my eyes, do they cease to be. In reality, somehow, longing to be where my friends are, to me when I'm thinking of the definition of love. Longing to be where my friends are, to me when I'm thinking of the definition of love. What's left behind when we've said goodbye? Do they leave a trace? The prints in my mind are never to be replaced. Yeah. To be where my friends are, to me when I'm thinking of the definition of love. To be where my friends are, to me when I'm thinking of the definition of love. My son, while I'm in the shade, do they circle around in orbit around my mind? Longing to be where my friends are, to be when I'm thinking of the definition of love. Longing to be where my friends are, to be when I'm thinking of the definition of love. Where is the sign that'll guide me to find that mysterious place, that space we all have for loved ones to give us strength? Yeah, my friends are together.
The song you just heard was The Definition of Love by Lee Dong-woo featuring Orphae Noah. And finally, I don't even know if this really counts as super underrated, but I think this is a song that a lot of people have not heard, even if they like K-pop. And it is a B-side slash pre-debut song from NCT, which is called Switch. And I think this really sums up some of my favorite parts of K-pop, where it's really... it has a fun sound, one. Two, they use fun vocals. And three, it's just a sound and arrangement that really isn't common in pop music in America right now.
I haven't listened to it, so I
have. Oh, wow. Okay, so we'll do a first listen together, and then maybe you can wrap up with some thought. This is Switch by NCT.
Don't know what to do, 대체 뭐가 보일까? 여기 놓인 걸림돌을 넘어가면 보일까? 처음 닿는 거친 걸음마저 기분이 좋아. 저기 멀리 부푼 꿈이 점점 가까워져가.
Was Switch by NCT 127. Definitely not their most complicated song, but I think the vibes pass the vibe check. But really, I think it's a fun summer song. It's interestingly spaced in a sonic sense where there's really sparse instrumentation and just that hook that you hear all the time, which is really interesting, especially when you consider there's like 12 people in that music video.
the part in, like when it's like the instrumentation in the background that's going like do 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 or something like that is really fun too. I like it.
Yes, it just reminds me so much of summer and running around in summer. So here's hoping that sends us off on a good time this summer
coming up soon. Or are we already in summer? No,
right? It starts June 22nd. June. Right?
Yeah. Okay, soon. TM.
We have time.
I think that's all the K-pop songs that we have for today. Or we covered, I think, most of it. Maybe not all, because there's simply too much.
It's all we have time for today.
Yeah. But I hope today's show gave our listeners maybe a little bit more interest in K-pop if they weren't already interested in it. Something that I think is, for the most part, like very feel good. Just pop in general is just something that always brings up my mood, I feel like. I'm not sure, do you feel the same way about K-pop? Or
I do. I think it's not just to bring it's not just to make you feel good, but to bring the mood up specifically, just due to its easiness to listen to.
Yeah.
But while being easy to listen to, I think there's a lot of space for experimentation and presence in this genre. So I think it's a really interesting one to get into.
Yeah, I think that's it for today's show on Bibimbap here on WICT Pittsburgh 88.3 FM. Once again, Claire, thank you so much for joining me today. I had a lot of fun talking about one of our favorite genres, and I hope you also had fun.
I did. Thanks for having me. Hope everyone learned a little something and maybe listened to a new song today.
All right. We're going to quickly read some PSAs and promos for you guys. So stick around.
Stay tuned. Yeah. Stay tuned. Don't leave. Wait, that's a call to action. You can't say that.
Oh, yeah, you're right. I'll cut it out. Stay tuned if you want to.
Well, maybe you want to. Speck Brothers Pizza joins you in supporting WRCT Pittsburgh. Speck Brothers Pizza offers pizza, hoagies, and wings while specializing in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. Speck Brothers Pizza uses no refined sugars in its sauce and unbleached flour in its dough. Speck Brothers is committed to safety during the ongoing pandemic by providing online ordering and payment, as well as contact-free pickup. You can learn more about online ordering on www.speckbros.com and will receive a text message when your food is ready to pick up. For more information, call 412-362-SPAC or visit their website at speckbrothers.com. That's 412-362-7725 or spakbrothers.com. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities.
Think about your mother, your sister, your girlfriend. One in six women is a victim of sexual assault. Now think about your father, your brother, your best friend. Men are victims too. Rape can happen to anyone. This is Christina Ricci with RAIN, encouraging you to call the National Sexual Assault Hotline to learn how to support someone you love. Call 1-800-656-HOPE or visit RAIN.org. That's RAINN.ORG.
Brought to you by RAIN and this state.
Hey, this is Liz, and you're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh. On WRCT. My name is Liz. That song was called Crocodile by St. Vincent. That was from a single that she released in 2012 for Record Store Day. This next song is Natural's Not In It by Gang of Four.
I do love a new purchase. Say the Kaylee Lawyer.
Me won't say the Kaylee Lawyer.
Say the Marty and
Ellie.
You kinda wish you believed me. Kinda wish I was happy. The frayed threads of the covery crushing me from above and underneath. You kinda wish you believed.
Heard a new one from Cavetown. That was You're Gonna Wish You Believed Me. And before that was Les Fleurs by Minnie Riperton. Before that, you heard another song from St. Vincent. That was Marrow from her 2009 album Actor. Before we go on to some more music, here is a word from one of our underwriters. Row House Cinema joins you in supporting WRCT. Row House Cinema is a single-screen theater in the historic Lawrenceville neighborhood of Pittsburgh. Each week, they choose a new movie theme, showing classic, cult, foreign, animation, fun, and fascinating films in a magical setting. Their concession stand features natural popcorn with real butter, craft beer, and vegan options. Although the doors to the theater are closed during the ongoing pandemic, Row House is still hosting many events online and in person when possible, trying their best to keep film culture strong in Pittsburgh through the pandemic. Row House Cinema is located at 4115 Butler Street in Lawrenceville, and more information is available at www.rowhousecinema.com or by calling 412-904-3225. And if you're interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. The song you were just hearing is called Track X by Black Country New Road. And this is the new track from Slater Kinney. This is High in the Grass.
like staying at home. When the moon is bleeding red, woke up stoned in the backseat from a dream where my teeth fell out of my head. Cut it up, yeah. Everybody's on something here. My godsend chemical best friend skeleton whispering in my ear. Walk with me to the end. Stay with me into the abyss. Do you feel like letting go? Through emergency rooms, spinning wheels and ceiling fans. My handshake, cellophane, landscape, mannequin, faking it the best I can. It's Cadillac, Cadillac red, no hands on the steering wheel. I'm crashing this, save a hope, up and show you a full obliterate the way I feel. Walk with me to the end. Stay with me into the
do I promise you, do I promise you, do I
We just had a few more new tracks. The one you just heard was Why Don't You by Park Hyejin. For that, you heard You Don't Get Me High Anymore, which is a Fantagram cover performed by Molly Tuttle and Iron and Wine. And here's a quick PSA. There are over 40 million family caregivers in the U.S., and if you're currently caring for an older loved one, navigating coronavirus, COVID-19, can be intimidating. AARP can help with tips on how to create a plan for caring for your loved one and how to prepare to care for someone who is high risk. Visit aarp.org/caregiving to access more information about caregiving and coronavirus. That's aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council. Right now you're listening to Noise Theory on WRCT. My name is Liz. Right now I am recording this show from my bed in Long Island, New York, because I don't have access to the station at the moment. Hopefully I'll be back in the station soon, but until then, if you'd like, you can give me a call on my cell phone. The number is 516-366-0304. That's 516-366-0304. If you have any song requests or want to share any opinions, it'd be really cool to hear from anybody. Alright, this next song is Angel Come by Emika, and that features Lila Moss.
Over and over, it was understood. You breathe in a little, it was all that you could do. Here. Yeah.
T'ho visto sabato sera, sono venuto anche oggi, non stavo nella pelle. Chiedo cosa ci fai sola con fare disinvolto, ma c'è cuore che perde. Sto iniziando a credere alle coincidenze, ti aspettavo un tot come le mie vacanze. Mi scotto il profumo con le sigarette, yeah. Vedo tutti sorridenti, sanno che con te che parlo. Fanno quelli indifferenti, poi mi danno del bastardo, Sarà una serata in salita, io la pensavo più alcolica. Per questa città è caotica e devo far casino anch'io. E che strano, mi sono infilato in un guaio, da una vita ancora che sbaglio e non cambio. Vivo la mia vita come un déjà vu, se te ne va adesso non tornare più. Non mi interessa degli altri, sto tra gioie e crisi di panico. Sto contando i miei sogni infranti, mentre guardo stelle che cadono. Bella, ti ho visto sabato sera, sono venuto anche oggi, non stavo nella pelle. Chiedo cosa ci fai sola con fare disinvolto, ma c'è il cuore che perde. Sto iniziando a credere alle coincidenze, ti aspettavo un tot come le mie vacanze. Mi scatto il profumo con le sigarette, Voglio farci vedere un emoticon, cambiare anche solo di un atomo. Che mi sembra tutto monotono e non riesco proprio a stare comodo. Potessi tornare indietro, magari adesso sarebbe un po' diverso. Sta vita non è mai come la volevo, ma per un momento sembra tutto bello. Feeling good, mi sento come se non ci sia niente che possa mai perdere. Sorrido tra me e me, non sono quel perché. Forse l'aria che c'è pure sarà per te. Non mi interessa degli altri, sto tra gioia e crisi di panico. Sto contando i miei sogni infranti, mentre guardo stelle che cadono. Bella, ti ho visto sabato sera, sono venuto anche oggi, non stavo nella pelle. Chiedo cosa ci fai sola con fare disinvolto, ma c'è il cuore che perde. Sto iniziando a credere alle coincidenze, ti aspettavo un tot come le mie vacanze. Mi scotto il profumo con le sigarette, Bella, 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 bella.
Slow. are is fading slow. The ghosts are gone now, and we're dancing through the year. Wash away like, wash away like, wash away like tear.
You just heard the 2020 mix of Alter Ego by Tame Impala. Before that, you heard Ghosts by Desire. And before that, you heard a song called Bella by Tancredi. And I'd like to give a shout out to Monsi for introducing me to this artist. All right, before we keep going with music, I'm going to let you know about a few shows you should also listen to on WRCT. Moths in the Mixers, Prosthetics, Meaningful Music, Radio Free Radio, Saturdays 6 to 8 p.m. on WRCT. Don't worry about what's in it, you know you will enjoy it. Tune in to Cold Cuts, Fridays 8 to 9 p.m. only on WRCT Pittsburgh. Alright, this next song is from Stereolab. This is Baroque Plastic.
Listening to WRCT Feedback Radio.
Well, everybody, they passed something. They did pass something, and we're going to talk about what that something is after months of negotiations, as some have called them. The House on Friday passed a much smaller $1.2 trillion bipartisan infrastructure bill. Not every Democrat voted for it, and some Republicans voted for it. Those Republicans are now being told they are going to be removed by other Republicans, but we're going to get to that. It does finally give Joe Biden something that can be called a win. It's a much smaller win than I hoped for the good of the country. It's a much smaller win than Democrats, most of them, hoped for from the standpoint of politics. But it did pass the House 228 to 206. And this is mostly a bill with what Republicans would call real infrastructure spending. Now, we don't really go by calling things what Republicans call them, because if we did, we'd be very stupid. But so what others refer to this type of spending as is hard infrastructure. Big investments in roads, bridges, waterways, and other things that we're going to talk about. Some that I'm pleased to see, to be perfectly frank. 13 Republicans voted in favor of this bill. 6 Democrats voted against this bill. The 13 Republicans voting in favor, mostly the folks we aren't surprised to hear would cross party lines to vote in favor. The Democrats voting against, supposed progressives, as they are often described. And, you know, we can talk later about whether we're surprised that they voted against it or not. Nancy Pelosi was negotiating. Biden was helping try to get it done. And finally, on Friday, they got the vote. Now the House goes to a recess. Then they're going to take up the social spending bill, also known by some as Build Back Better. Many saying that's dead. Others saying, no, sir, it might pass. What some have said they want before they will consider the Build Back Better bill is a score from the CBO as to the total cost and economic impact of the social spending bill / Build Back Better bill. So this is not that. This is the infrastructure bill. Now, again, remember, this is, if you already were ashamed at the size of this package, okay, because it's 1.2 trillion instead of 2-3 trillion, it's number one, 1.2 trillion over 8 years, and only 550 billion of the 1.2 trillion is new spending. The rest is to fund existing programs. So what we're talking about here is a package that is $69 billion per year in new spending. For an economy the size of the United States economy, this is not a massive package at all. We're not talking about an amount of spending that should be this difficult to get done. Now, what is in the bill specifically? Well, let's look at it. $110 billion for roads, bridges, infrastructure, fix-ups across the country. All right. $73 billion for electric grid and power structures. Even that, some Republicans were saying, that's not really what we should be doing in infrastructure spending. Hint, it is. $66 billion for rail services. We have some of the most pathetic rail in the rich, developed world. $65 billion for broadband. We have pathetic broadband.